Welcome to Automate Weekend Air. Today I'm talking with Jane Haggerty from Progressive Support Industries. Jane has been a business owner for over 20 years in many different industries based in Australia and New Zealand. Her businesses have received numerous awards and accolades during this time. Jane has a diverse experience background in business coaching and over 25 years experience in project management. She also holds a science degree, for goodness sake. Who can get a science degree these days? What a brain. There's quite a list there. Welcome, Jane Haggerty, to Automate Weekend Air.
Thank you, Jason, and thanks for having myself here to share a little bit with you. And my goodness, you made me sound really good, but experience is what it's all about, right? So I've been around a long time, and at the end of the day, what we've done and what we can share with people is what we're all about. So
Exactly right. That's why we're here. And thank you for being here today as well. Now, can you tell me a little bit more about you and so our listeners can know a little bit more about you, your business, your background and what it is that you do?
Absolutely. And at this point, I'd really love to introduce my business partner to the formula as well, because without her, this business wouldn't actually exist. So her name is Deb Youngs. And, you know, both of us have been and had our own businesses combined for well over 20 years. And as you said before, I've had separate industries that I've worked in, and Deb's got a long history in government, and she also owns her own business and consultancy services as well. But what all happened, Jason, is, and what I'm excited about, is that 2 years ago, Deb and I actually co-founded a business together. And that business was all about accountability. And, you know, since then we've been accelerating profits and growth through that business using the strategy that we're going to talk about today, which we'll go into in a minute. But what we've realized is that a lot of people needed the help that we were looking for in our businesses too. So that's where it all came from. So Deb and I got together because we both love helping businesses succeed. And, you know, we've helped quite a few of our selected clients grow their businesses as well over the last 6 to 12 months. And ultimately, we're now looking to help a lot more people in their businesses, and we just absolutely love doing this work, because the true part of all this is that it's an absolute win-win type of opportunity for everyone. And we love helping entrepreneurs and small businesses succeed. So we're entrepreneurs ourselves, so we understand that, and it's the most satisfying and enjoyable work that we've ever done, and we plan on doing it for a long time. So so that's where Progressive Support Industries come from. So Deb and I are very excited about moving forward and helping a lot of other small businesses and, you know, to get the results that they want in their business.
Thanks, Jane. And you know, as you know, and some of my listeners know as well, that I'm a swimming coach, and you know, I take the same approach to coaching swimming as I do to coaching in business, and I'm sure you do as well, and get a similar sort of reward. You know, when someone fixes their technique and they get a little bit faster, or they get a personal best, or you know, in business, if they, you know, their campaign runs well and they, you know, they get some good sales out of it, then it's a reward for me. You know, it makes me feel good, but it's also, you know, it's a cycle, isn't it? You know, people, you know, come back for more of that same, so they can go the next step and the next level. And personally, I feed off it, and I know, Jane, that you guys do as well. So thank you for being here. What is it that you're going to talk to us about today?
Well, I think today we've had a little bit of think about what would best benefit the listeners. And I think we're going to give you 3 tips to getting your JVs sorted quickly, effectively, and efficiently. How does that sound?
Sounds great. So what are the 3 tips?
All right. So tip number one, and it's one that most people don't give a lot of kudos to, but it is, if nothing else, the most important step. And the tip that we can give you is get this right, and then everything will flow from it. But the first one is identify your target market, and then look at who services that target market. So it might seem strange, Jason, that we're talking about that, but I'm sure you've been in the same situation. We talk to businesses all the time, and we say, okay, so who's your target market? Can you explain to me when, you know, what Who are they? Where are they? Why are you marketing to them? Why do they want to know about you? And it's a question that they really can't answer easily. So part of the strategy is getting the clarity around target markets, because once you know who you're looking for as your ideal customer, then you can easily find who else out there looks after that target market, and that's where you then kick into a joint venture or a possible partnership with them. Does that make sense?
Sure does. And it's also, you know, every different target market, you might communicate differently to them as well, mightn't you? So it's bigger than just the JV. It's like the way you market to them, the way you place a Facebook ad, you know, the way you talk to them in emails. It's everything, isn't it? So a really good tip. Yeah.
So tip number two is then it's a key to what we do, and it's preparing that win-win proposal, or having that opportunity where you can present a win-win opportunity proposal to a real strategic partner. And there's a couple of key elements there, okay? And the first thing is you'll need to be able to offer an attractive financial opportunity, but also an attractive promotional opportunity. So most people forget about the promotional side. They'll think about the money and they'll say, okay, we'll do a joint venture, we'll split it, you know, 50-50. But what they forget about is the promotional opportunity that's there as well. So, and you may even need to offer the partner's customers or their target market something for free. But that it's all worth it, because once the proposal is accepted, you've now got access to this target market that you know are looking for the solution that you're trying to present. So it's really a win-win opportunity. So make sure, the tip out of that is, make sure you write your proposals looking at it from a win-win perspective, from your own perspective, from the partner's perspective. And actually, we look at it as there's a third win as well, and that's from the customer's perspective as well. So that's tip number two.
Excellent, thank you, and a very good tip there also. And tip number three?
Tip number three, now this is one that's definitely forgotten about, and we haven't really heard anyone talking about this, so we thought, all right, it's time that we bring this to the forefront. Now, it might seem a bit strange that we're talking about exiting a partnership, but when you think about the cycle that you go through, there needs to be some sort of exit strategy to the partnership that you put together, because what happens if something changes, or what happens if something doesn't go to plan, or something changes for your partner, or the market changes? What you need to be prepared for is knowing that if you need to wind up a partnership, it's very clear how it's going to be done. There's no assumptions that, you know, you just got to know how it's done, because it can get ugly, and we don't want it to get ugly, right? That's not what this is about. And just going on from there, if you need a clear exit strategy, then overall you need to have a real clear process that you follow with your partners as well. And that's something that we show our customers how to do, because it's essential. We want this to work, and we want it to work easily and well for everybody. So, not something you often hear about, but it's just remember to include, how the heck am I going to wind this partnership up if I need to?
Excellent. Thank you. And you know, I guess sometimes, you know, winding it up is decided in the beginning as well, isn't it? You know, if you're doing a joint venture, say an email to someone's database, for example, and, you know, you split the sales afterwards, then it's kind of wound up as it begins. But sometimes they grow on for much longer than that. So that's some really good advice.
Well, that's the difference between a joint venture and a joint venture partnership and an affiliate partnership. So that's something that we explain as well, and that's something that people need to know the difference about. But that's giving away a little bit more info, so we'll talk about that shortly, I'm sure.
No problems. Now, can you tell us, actually, Jane, I have one more question for you before we go into the next one. Can you tell us, a lot of people, the question I get often asked is how do I, you know, joint ventures seem like something that the big guys do. How do I get through and do it? You know, can I do a joint venture myself? You know, and what do you normally tell people about that?
Jason, it is a very, very common question, and I'm pleased you raised it, because I think the problem that people have, well, not the problem, the perception that people have about joint ventures is exactly that. It's that it's done at a high level. It's done by the big players in the game. It's not for small business. But I can tell you right now, the truth is that it's done every day, everywhere, through every industry and business type, because it works. So it's just about knowing, taking your business and looking at it and going, okay, so for my business, how do I go ahead and make joint ventures or strategic partnerships work for my business? And that's part of what we do. We sit down and we will strategically look over your business and what's the best way to move forward with it. So is the answer to your question is, how do I do it because I'm a small business? It's easy. It's just knowing how, and we will show you how to do that. So there's, and again, it comes down to that first tip I gave. It's knowing who else out there has your target market, and then knowing, then taking tip two and coming up with that proposal, that win-win proposal, and actually getting that in front of the right people to start those negotiations or to make the deal happening, make the deal actually happen. And then it's about being professional about how you handle that partnership. So there's any joint ventures or strategic partnerships apply across any business anywhere, and like there's different industries that use it. I mean, internet marketers, that's their biggest form of partnership is the JV, as you said before, the marketing to the list. But then you'll go into different industries, and it could be, for example, it's a product that you're selling and it's a physical product, then it's knowing who else in your market can you approach to say, all right, I've got this, how can we work together to let people know about it? So ultimately, the answer to the question is, it works across any business. It is simple, but you do need to structure it properly to make sure that you get the outcome that you want. And that's where, you know, that's, it just comes down to experience and trialing and testing. It's no different to anything else you do in your marketplace. But one thing we can definitely say with confidence is that joint ventures or strategic partnerships can take your business from where you've got it right now and take it to the next level, whatever that may be, whatever industry you're in. So it's very applicable across lots of different areas.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. Now, can you tell us three things that you're going to teach us at Automate Weekend?
Well, we're very excited about what we're going to be teaching at Automate Weekend, because we're going to cover, you know, what we've talked about here a little, but go into a lot more depth. Now, there's actually the three things that I'm going to talk about first up is, firstly, how do you get that instant traffic and how do you convert that traffic into sales by using the joint ventures and the affiliate partnerships or the strategic partnerships that we've been talking about. So we will actually go into that and give you, the steps as to how to do that. So that'll be something you can take away and use straight away, which is really exciting. And then the second thing we're going to cover is how to grow your marketing list fast, because there's so many potentials behind that. Now, you've heard it time and time again, the list is king. Your list, you know, the list is where you need to be putting your effort into. You need to be growing your list, right? So, and then what you use the list for from there will just, the opportunities are endless. It'll actually end up being that people come to you and want to joint venture or partner with you because of the list that you've formed. So we're going to cover how to do that really fast so you can make the most of that. And then the third thing we're going to cover is how do we actually get not just one partner, but a whole army of partners promoting your product? Because let's face it, you're better off having a lot of people promoting one thing than having one person doing a lot of things, right? So so we're going to show you how you can actually make that happen. But honestly, Jason, we've actually got three other things that we're going to share at Automate Weekend too, but we're going to keep those a little secret so that when you come along to Automate Weekend, then you'll get those as well. How does that sound?
Sounds great. I can't wait to hear what they are, actually. So very good. Thank you, Jane, for joining us today. Now, guys, Every time I speak to Jane about my business, I learn something new. Jane gives me ideas all the time that I can implement into my business. Jane and I are strategic partners. You know, Jane's coming to speak at Automate Weekend. That makes us a JV partner or a strategic partner. And some of you already know that, you know, Jane and Deb have certainly been, your coaches to success in Automation Made Easy. And you know, that's also a strategic partnership. A few examples of some cases there that you could be doing in your business with like-minded individuals or like-minded businesses. So you've got to get out there and you've got to get doing it. I can't wait to learn more from Jane at Automate Weekend. I can't wait to see the looks on people's faces when that light bulb moment goes off when listening to Jane about how to implement into their businesses. If you want to hear more from Jane, you can just follow the link below and register for Automate Weekend. And we look forward to seeing you there. Jane and Deb, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jason. Pleasure to be here.